Welcome to the Continuum Show. My name is Adam Kinney, and today we have a guest.
What is this?
This is the... No, I'm sorry. What show is this?
This is Silverlight TV.
Oh, okay. This is my first time on the new show, your new show. This is John's show, sorry. And so I'm just getting used to it. So this is Silverlight TV.
That's it. We'll let it go this time.
All right. Well, we didn't have the logo up here, so I was confused.
True. Maybe it's the 10K show this week. So.
Okay. Now, I know the 10K. I'm actually very familiar with that. I even have the shirt on. I don't
you
know
do.
If you've noticed.
You do. And I advertised it earlier. It's a very nice design.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
This is the second year with 10K?
Yes.
Excellent. And tell us about what 10K is.
So the 10K contest is a contest around how you can become creative and create an application or a visualization or something within 10K of source code. And that's really the guidelines. Now, something new they added this year was... The inclusion of, so Silverlight was the format last time, and then this year they also added in HTML5 as well as Gestalt-based applications.
Well, excellent. So there's different types of applications, right, and it's all staying within 10 kilobytes?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And what do you get if you win?
Oh, well, what do you get? Jeez.
Tell them what he's won, Adam.
Yeah, exactly. So the grand prize winner, the thing that made this, you know, really exciting and makes it a Mix conference is that the grand prize winner gets a trip to Mix, and not just like... a pass, but some other stuff as far as you got it up here.
Ironically, yes, we have it up here. $1,000 Visa gift card to the grand prize winner of whatever the best is in any of the categories.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then there's three runners up from each of the categories. Well, sorry, one runner from each of the categories.
There you go. Yes.
Each of those gets a $500 Visa gift card. Mm-hmm. And there's also a community choice winner who's chosen by the community votes.
Very cool.
And that person gets a free pass to Mix and a $500 Visa gift card.
That's great.
So, now that the winners have been announced, we get to talk about some of these cool applications.
All right. So, let's see. What did we get this year?
The grand prize winner is Froglog. In this application here, which I'm showing you in Firefox, this is an HTML5 application, correct?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it says right here.
And I saved two frogs out of two. I was playing this while you were talking
good.
About the Continuum show, which 100%. Is why you caught me off guard.
Yeah, right.
So, basically, you drag logs down to the page... in the water, and then your froggies can float on them.
Okay, but what's the goal here? I get that frogs are standing on logs.
Well, if you get too many frogs in the logs, eventually they vie for space.
Let's see. And you don't want them to go into the water.
Nope, you don't want to do that.
There you go. Okay, so the neat thing about this is, like you mentioned, it's in HTML5. Another neat thing is that this is from Jimmy Dickinson, who was a runner-up last year. He wrote the Paperball one.
Right.
Which was pretty cool. It was a game, a football. It looked like little pieces of paper shaped into football players. That was also Silverlight. So I'm glad he won this year. Congratulations, Jimmy.
Yes, congratulations. There's a lot of good applications this year. A lot of them came in a little bit later, too, which was kind of cool. It was a mad rush towards the end. We got a lot of apps.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this is one of the runners-up in the Silverlight category.
Right.
This is called, oops, type continue. This is the Pipe Runner application.
Okay.
And you have to, it's a little psychedelic, you have to have the halls line up.
There you go.
With the center of the screen to make the thing go away.
So it's like a 3D tunnel, and you're trying to run your runner through the loops. It's a first-person perspective.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, and it can move around. It also works with touch as well, but I'm using the mouse in this particular case.
And that's only 10K. Another thing to keep in memory there. Okay, now here you go. Will you explain this one? I see this little DOS system. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Yeah, we've decided to go back to using MS-DOS. It just was a more... No, just kidding.
Yeah.
So we've got MS-DOS over here running through Gestalt, and we've got an X drive in this case, and we can see what's on the operating system. So we run a DIR command. Remember those commands?
Barely, yes.
We've got a folder here called Adam.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it knows who you are. So That's we can amazing. Change directory to Adam. Now we can do another one, and it knows your last name.
So is DIR the only command you remember? I guess you got CD in there, change directory.
CD is change directory, MD for make directory, which now I can see I've added a second directory.
Where did the Kinney come from? Oh. That was earlier?
Yeah, I added that when you were talking.
So yes, my suggestion is maybe a little guided tour.
A guided tour of DOS.
But he won anyway, so congratulations.
And CLS to clear the screen. So that was a good idea as well.
Good job. Okay.
That's about the extent of my DOS remembrance.
Okay. So now this one's pretty interesting. This is the I got to look. This is the HTML5 entry.
Yes.
Right, because the last one was Gestalt. So this is all HTML5. And it's called 100 pixels because the idea is that they're stuffing in like 100 tweets into just a few pixels.
So it's a Twitter searching mechanism.
It's like a visualization that you really got to look at to find the meaning.
So you could search for like Silverlight TV. Uh-huh. We'll see what happens here. And then as you hover over, hey, I broke it. Isn't that awesome?
Maybe no space.
Let's try refreshing.
Maybe you should try searching for Continuum Show. I bet there's a lot more.
I'd have to know how to spell that, though.
Yeah. That's what it was. Marketing dumbass.
Silverlight, yes.
There we go.
For those
okay,
fans of Heroes. So here's Silverlight, and as they pop up, you can hover over them and see different tweets in
cool.
the upper right-hand corner. People talking about Windows Phone 7.
That's a good question.
Yes.
Come to Mix, right? That's the answer.
Come to Mix is the answer to find out what's going on with Windows Phone 7.
I typed that today in one of my responses. The comment was, hey, so Silverlight on the Windows Phone? And I said, all of your development questions will be answered at Mix 10.
Yes, they shall.
So, that's your answer.
Okay. Now, this, whoa.
You're really flipping
as I'm
out
scrolling,
here.
Firefox is having a good time. So, this one is the Tic-Tac-Toe 3D example. This is the community winner,
uh-huh.
community choice winner, which I believe gets the $500 gift card as well as
in
a pass to Mix.
Yeah, so we'll see them there at Mix.
Yes, and it's by Alan M. This is a three-dimensional Silverlight Tic-Tac-Toe game, which I was playing and did not do very well at.
Well,
oops.
I think part of that was, if you go to his site and then go back to the game, it is 3D, and if you look at the computer was playing on three of the planes, and you were still playing on the top one.
Yes, and I lost the top one to the computer, unfortunately.
Well, it's not over, see? You're still playing.
And there we go.
And then you can show how it rotates. Click and drag.
Yep, and
very
I can
cool.
rotate around. And keep playing.
All right.
So that worked out. So we've got five good winners in the application, and there's a whole bunch of others in this particular app. If you go to the website here, you can search on the gallery mm-hmm. at the top. And I forget how many entries there were total, but there's a whole bunch. You scroll down here. Face Planner is an interesting one that Adam likes to play with.
Yeah.
I was playing with Asteroids earlier this morning.
Collect.
That's a cool game.
Okay.
Takes me back in time. And there are 21 pages of different entries.
Very nice. So I guess the neat thing is not only do the winners get a trip to Mix, but also we get to enjoy the creativity. Right, of people trying to stuff something interesting in 10K.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see how much they can actually pack into the application. I think we should thank and congratulate everybody congratulate the winners to the contest, and also thank everybody for their entries. And hopefully, we do this again next year. I think it was a pretty good success.
Yeah, yeah,
great,
really good. All right. Well, thanks for having me on. It feels
on the
good.
Continuum show.
Yeah, no, on your new Silverlight TV show. I'm really enjoying what I've seen so far. So. You know, maybe I'll get to do a couple more of these episodes.
We'll see if we can work that out.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.